producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Of our conference call, man.
good morning. It is your host, Leon Francis, for the Common Sense Club this morning, Flag Family Radio, 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air, and this is the Common Sense Club. But I do want to know what's on your mind this morning, which is why I give out those numbers, 855-217-76, extension 2. I get you live on air. Now, this has been a heavy news cycle. I mean, we have tons of things going on. Everything from the Secret Service debacle and the lack of accountability over there. We have the head of the Secret Service resigning amidst, all kinds of scandal. Some of the things that folks might not know about is, did you know they found a bullet hole in the White House that that no one discovered until, I think, 2 weeks after the incident. And it wasn't discovered by Secret Service agents or anything like that. It was basically a housekeeper that said, hey, what is this? There's a hole in the wall here. And that's how it was brought to light. And I'm thinking, somebody shoots at the White House. Isn't there a gunshot or something? Nobody investigated that. What's going on there? And then you got a contractor, basically, who is a felon with a gun on the elevator with President Obama. Did that pose a threat? I don't know, because, if he's a contractor and he's armed, obviously he went through the proper background checks and all of that to be a contractor. But as per a Secret Service protocol, that should have never happened. So someone dropped the ball there also. And then we have the Secret Service agents getting drunk and getting and buying prostitutes. Actually, they didn't even pay for their the services of those ladies of the evening. And I think that's what facilitated the big blow up. The story and everything is the ladies were jaded. And so they went out and they said, you know what? You're not going to pay us. We're going to, put your business on the front page. And then that sort of thing happened. Irregardless, there is, especially for me, and I think a lot of the American people, the citizens who pay their salaries, we're going, what's going on over there? There is something not right in the Secret Service. And yesterday, Julia resigned. So I want to know how you feel about that. Also, there was a controversial comment made by Ronald Kessler, and he said, if Obama is assassinated, it's his own fault. How do you feel about that? Is that inflammatory? In my humble opinion, if you leave your door open in a high, a burglary neighborhood, and you know it's a high crime neighborhood, and you leave your door open and your light on, and you are burglarized, then that's pretty much your own fault for doing that. Is that inflammatory? I don't know. I don't think it is, but the media, folks are all wee-weed up about that comment. So I want to get your take on that. Do you think that this president, where the buck does not ever stop with him, accountability is, his kryptonite, basically. Do you think that if something untoward happens, and God forbid it does, because, this is our president, and it doesn't matter what I think about him and his policies, I think he should be protected at all costs. Meaning, I want the best person for the job heading up the Secret Service. and we'll explore some of the faults that I see with the Secret Service, but we'll do that later on. And I absolutely want your opinion on that. Also, and I posted in my social media last night about this. This really cheeses my grits. And wow. So I'm watching Montel give his very, very heartfelt testimony. I see Greta Van Susteren doing the same about Sergeant Andrew Tamarasi down there in Mexico, languishing away in a Mexican jail. And I'm thinking about our president. I'm thinking about the fact that we gave terrorists who are now running ISIS away for that traitor, Bergdahl. And what exactly is this president doing about Sergeant Andrew? That kind of cheeses my grits. That upsets me to no end. I mean, this guy can pick up the phone and call gay athletes and Sandra Fluke and folks like that, you know. But he can't pick up the phone and say, hey, Nito, and that's the pinhead president of Mexico, and say, hey, you know something? You let my Marine go, or I'm going to gas up the Greyhounds and start deporting people back to Mexico at the rate of 200 folks per hour. And we're not going to stop doing that until he is back on U.S. soil. That's what I want in a commander-in-chief. But no, we know better. That's my opinion, and it really upsets me. That upsets me. Not to mention just a myriad of things that are wrong with this presidency. Mark Levin said yesterday he should be investigated for these for dropping the ball on ISIS, and then as true to form, he tries to find someone to throw under the bus. And that's the intelligent community who comes out, and they don't normally do this, and said, you know what? No. The buck stops with you, buddy. We gave you the info. You chose to disregard it, to ignore it. So there you go. Gotta love this administration, right? Keeping us safe, because he's the commander-in-chief, right? Oh, good gravy, man. That's grit cheesing right there, in my humble opinion. I want to know your opinion, 855-200-1776. I'm going to ask the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, a couple of these questions. You got the Secret Service, you got the Ebola outbreak. We got Ebola right here in America, in the heartland right now. And our president, I don't know. I don't feel confident with him being our commander-in-chief, leading our nation, period. Craig out in Fargo, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hear me?
Yep.
Hello there.
Hey, Craig.
I'm with you on this. The president could make a phone call today and have that guy released in Mexico. But I blame others. How many people that are listening to this right now that have booked their vacation to Mexico? And why? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper than going to Hawaii, or it's better than going here. There's a lot of people culpable. This could end today if people would act.
Yeah, how about that's a good point. How about we just boycott going to Mexico until Sergeant Andrew is released? Or how about our State Department says, you know what, no more money's going to Mexico. None. That means you can't.
Yeah.
Can we send money to, like, I don't know, ISIS over there in the Middle East? Or can we send money over there to Cuba? And no, we could do something meaningful about this. But for some reason, we are dragging our feet, and our administration is dragging theirs. Vote with your wallet, absolutely, because that's one thing that's universal. Green is the language that crosses crosses the borders and language barriers and all of that stuff. Vote with our wallets. I agree. Anything else you want to add, Craig?
No, just go to the Bahamas, go to Hawaii, stay away from Mexico when this kind of crap is going on. But that's all I have.
Good deal. Thanks, Craig, for listening. And see, that's common sense right there.
Your call has ended.
We got to do something about that. With me, I don't see myself ever going to Mexico. Folks are running, leaving that country in droves, and there's a reason for that. So why would I go down there? To me, that just makes good common sense. I'm not going to Mexico, but I think our president could do a lot to get Sergeant Andrew back here on American soil. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum and your phone calls right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo tells, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and this is Flag Family Radio. And I am having a conversation this morning with Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner. the news of the day from the left and the right. Love talking to you ladies because you're chock full of common sense. I say that every morning. I just, sometimes my brain is on a one-way track and I need some folks, you know, on each shoulder telling me, hey now, this is what makes sense. And that's why I love this segment of the show every morning. Because you guys are my shoulder setters, my angels on my shoulder. I'm not going to say which one is wearing a
it's
halo.
Me,
and
Leon. I know I'm right. The better angel. You don't need to tell her that. You can tell me that. I know I'm the better angel.
Good gravy. Oh, man. I just got some breaking news, and I guess this is what I'm going to lead with. Texas officials say 80 folks may have been exposed to the Ebola patient.
Well, they were exposed to him. We don't know whether they were exposed to Ebola, but they were exposed to him. He had contact with 80 people since his arrival in the United States.
Well, the concern is there, too, Ellen, is that they were school children, and some of the school areas in Dallas are pulling the kids out because they don't really know exactly who they are. And, of course, you know, I get worried about that because I've got kids in Texas.
Oh, absolutely. And that's another question I have for both of you. I'll throw this to Ellen first. You jet set a lot. I mean, you're all over the place. And do you agree with our government saying, you know what, we're going to ban flights from, you know, Liberia and that part of the country and that part of the world for a set amount of time until we can get this thing under control, like British Airways did? Would you agree with something like that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've got to think that we've got to do it smarter. What we've done, we've not been very smart about it. In fact, I'm just going to take it back to a much more basic time. When we had the breakout of hoof and mouth disease, we were not as smart on dealing with it as people in even Canada or the UK, where they would insist upon people coming in having this cleaning of their shoes and things before they actually entered into the country. We didn't do that. So maybe we need to have a better precaution for it. I don't think that we should panic, but I think we've got to be more serious about it.
And I'd agree. I tend to agree with that. But I heard Stossel last night saying, you know, the flu kills more people than Ebola. And I mean, just giving all of these reasons why we should not kind of ban flights from that part of the world. I don't know. I think the smart thing to do would be to ban flights because of what just happened. You got a guy from Liberia that, is, as a matter of fact, he actually helped a dying person with Ebola before he came here. Yeah. And the fact that our health department missed it, well, that the nurses down there at that hospital totally dropped the ball on this, but we have Ebola in our country now.
We've got to be careful. I mean, the difference is with getting the flu is the majority of the people that get the flu recover. People that get Ebola, we don't know how to deal with them right now. They look like they've got the flu, and the majority of them die. So until we don't even have any kind of serious vaccine in place to be able to help kids to prevent from, I mean, when Stossel says that in a way, it's kind of frivolous because who do you want to play Russian roulette with?
Right. I agree. Blankita?
Yes. She's here. I'm here.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
What do you say, Al? On which piece? I mean, my piece is, listen, I've said many times, when I was in South Sudan, the World Health Organization looked at me up, down, one part or the other. They took my temperature, this, that, and the other. But when I was in Nairobi, they did nothing. So they have a very patchwork quilt in Africa, and that's part of the reason this is spreading.
Oh, and I just turned my headphones up, Blankita. I'm sorry.
I don't want to make you deaf. I mean, I think Ellen's exactly right on that.
Right,
I mean, look,
right.
If they can't get their act together on that, then shut them down until make sure that we can't afford to lose anybody. I think they have to be doing a better job when people are coming in or leaving the country when we've got a disease of that magnitude. It's not, you don't want to be crazy, but you don't want to be careless. you know, like I said, do you want to play right. Russian roulette?
Right, and we can't do that. I mean, not with this disease. I mean, my goodness. And I think that Stossel, he's always a little bit on the edge. I agree with him with the, like 80% of what he says about free markets and that sort of thing. And I heard him last night, and I'm like, that's nuts. That is just completely nuts.
Let him be on the plane with his family, and then come back and talk to me. Because the fact of the matter is I want to be that careful with everybody's family. And I think, you know, you've been on planes with people who are sick. And you think to yourself how it goes through the
airplane. And you want to get out of there faster than the speed of light.
Yeah. And by God, we've got to have a better sense of trying to treat our citizens right now. And frankly, people should have the right to know if you're riding on a plane with someone that has Ebola. I think twice about taking the plane.
Well, the point is that it is not contagious in its early stages.
Yeah, but who knows if we've got the early stage.
Well, as they said to us, if somebody's on the plane sniffling, get off.
But sometimes you don't have that luxury, and the fact of the matter is, by the time you get there, you're thinking, holy cow, I took that plane, I took my life in my hands. So I think that we need to have, like Ellen said on this, it's such a patchwork of who has real good standards. And again, you know, when people have come in and they were dealing with hoof and mouth, and when they land in Dulles, the deal was so different, and nothing was done as far as any kind of cleansing solution on the shoes or any of that for people that were coming in from ranches or areas different completely from our neighbors and Canada. It was shocking.
And there is one other issue, and we're short on time, but I'll throw this to Blanquita first. The Secret Service debacle with Julia stepping down. Do you think that she should have resigned amidst all of this stuff? What do you think
fired.
Is the problem? What's that?
I'd say she should have been fired, not resigned.
Well, when you've got 31 years, you resign.
When you have 31 years in, you resign. The new interim chief that's taking over, do you think and here's a more pointed question. Do you think that the PC attitude, the PC atmosphere over there with this administration is what hurt the Secret Service?
Not at all. I think there's been a culture for a very long time, and I know that from people inside.
Yeah, but there's also a situation right now where they can get away with it. I mean, look at the IRS. She should have been fired. There's a lot going on in all these different agencies that they're getting by with. If they were investigated, you'd be shocked.
Kessler's comment, if Obama gets assassinated, it's his own fault. What do you think?
You know what? I have always felt that Kessler is on the payroll of the CIA. I don't trust the guy. Never trust him, and I'd say that to him in person.
Good deal. That's Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We have Scott Newman on, and he is running for the AG spot over there in Minnesota. But before I bring him on, we had a off-air call that I want to run. Let's run that off-air call about Ebola.
How many Americans have to die of Ebola before our government does something? It's a perfect way to fundamentally change the once great United States of America, an Ebola epidemic. Maybe folks won't turn out to vote against Obama.
And, you know, I actually heard a couple of folks saying that. Maybe, you know, this will force a low voter turnout because the folks will be too afraid to congregate together. Everybody will kind of stay home, that sort of thing. I don't know, man. I don't know. To me, that's a little bit of a stretch. Is this the October surprise? I don't know. I don't believe so, but I can definitely see why he feels that way. I definitely can see the reasoning behind that line of logic. I just don't think that it's probable. When we come back, I'm going to throw a brainstorm idea that I had about this whole Secret Service debacle before I leave the airwaves, and I'm just going to let Todd and Scott run with it, let them pick up the pieces. But there is an angle here that I definitely want to discuss, but that is not for now. He's running for attorney general over there in Minnesota, and this is Senator Scott Newman. And I want you to tell us, you know, what's going on over there in Minnesota that caused you to throw your hat into the ring.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
Not a problem.
What's happening in terms of the attorney general's office in Minnesota, the starting point is to remember that the Republicans have not elected an attorney general in the state of Minnesota since 1966. So one party has held that office for almost a half a century. And as a result, I think what has happened is there's almost a sense of entitlement has sifted in on the office, and it has been become increasingly partisan over the years. The Attorney General's job is not to be a partisan politician. The Attorney General's job is to represent the state of Minnesota as an attorney and give the folks in Minnesota the best possible legal advice that can be obtained. And that's not at all what is happening. And I could give you all kinds of examples as to what I am talking about. But let me put it in perspective, say, for purposes of folks in your listening area.
Okay.
Recent EPA regulations coming down from the federal government want to redefine surface waters in the state of Minnesota as being navigable. And this is a huge farming area, and farming in the state of Minnesota is either number one or number two in terms of the economic impact. If your attorney general does not put up a fight against the federal government for trying to do what they are doing regarding surface waters in the state of Minnesota, you should be very, very upset about that. Because her responsibility is to the people in the state of Minnesota, not to the federal government and a bunch of Washington bureaucrats who are going to come forward with this new regulation. And they are literally going to take over and require your farmers and all of the spin-off industries from farming to comply with federal regulations and federal permitting when it comes to surface water in the state of Minnesota. And it is a huge power grab by the federal government, and your attorney general is not doing anything to help the people in the state of Minnesota in that regard.
Yeah, and we have that has come up a lot over here in North Dakota also. This new Navigable Waters Act, we see that also as being a huge power grab. What can you, as Attorney General, do to stem that power grab away from the EPA?
What I could do and what should be done is the Attorney General has constitutional and statutory authority to put up, a fight against this. And I will tell you, for instance, in the state of Alaska, their Attorney General is doing that very thing. And the Attorney General has got the authority to investigate, to negotiate, to do all manner of things in terms of fighting back against the Washington bureaucrats that are writing these rules, up to and including going to court and asking a court to enjoin the federal government to put in place an injunction to stop it. And the Minnesota Attorney General is not going to do that because it is, one of the basic tenets of the Democratic Party is to grow government and grow the authority of the government. And she is not going to fight Obama. She's not going to fight Dayton. And that's just the reality of it, and that's the partisanship of it. And it has no place in that office.
Absolutely. There are a couple of other issues that I want to ask you about. And this is kind of a running joke, especially over here in North Dakota, the fact that Al Franken won, his position because of all the ballots that were in his trunk and the voter fraud and that sort of thing. So I want to ask you, and here in North Dakota, we're dealing with the whole photo ID, the voter ID issues. How do you feel about voter ID?
Well, I have to switch hats a little bit here. As a sitting senator, I was the chief author of the photo ID bill, the constitutional amendment in Minnesota. Now, the people in the state of Minnesota decided that they didn't want to have photo ID required in terms of voting. But let me put it in context. When it came to that photo ID and your attorney general in Minnesota, when the Secretary of State tried to take the title to that constitutional amendment off the ballot, she stepped in and defended. But when the League of Women Voters and the ACLU filed a lawsuit to prevent the matter from going on the ballot, she didn't defend. So do you see
wow.
the inconsistencies of her
That's politics.
That's
yeah,
politics.
That's it. You don't
and
want
that
in an AG.
Absolutely wrong. She should not
yeah.
be a partisan politician. She should have defended the state of Minnesota on both occasions, even though it was a very politically partisan issue.
How do you feel about her handling of the investigation of abuse by the Community Action of Minnesota?
She is absolutely wrong. What she has done is deferred to two regulatory agencies, Department of Human Services, Department of Commerce. And she's wrong. There is a law in Minnesota that specifically says the Attorney General shall, mandatory, not discretionary, shall investigate. And as a result of the investigation, she then has the authority to take civil action, which would be injunctions and trying to get some of our money back that these people have been stealing, or take criminal prosecutions if, in fact, criminal laws have been violated. She has not done either, and she is absolutely wrong. And if you think about it, Department of Human Services is the agency that's handing out the money. They are the ones that are giving these grants out. So she is
wow.
sitting back expecting the Department of Human Services to conduct an investigation when one of the questions should be, is Department of Human Services complicit in this wrongdoing, and ask them to investigate themselves? That's why we have a statute that says the Attorney General, an independent elected official, has the legal responsibility mandated by the legislature to conduct the investigation. She's ducking it for politically partisan purposes.
Yeah, I'm asking the question myself, you know, where is Lori Swanson? Where are you? I don't know. And one other question, you know, over there in Minnesota, I mean, we have a ton of things going on. You got the health insurance and the health insurance system in disarray, mining on the Iron Range is held up by the Enviro Nazis, in my humble opinion. That's my word. I'm not putting that word on you. You got the farmers out there. They're frustrated. I mean, so what is this governor and this AG doing about all of these issues?
I would simply recommend to your listeners to please read the Democratic Party platform. And they are complying with what their platform says. The environmentalists, the urban environmentalists, are running the government in Minnesota. And we are completely out of balance. The urban environmentalists control the governor's office, the auditor's office, the secretary of state's office, the attorney general's office, the Minnesota Senate, and the Minnesota House. They run everything. And as a result, you are seeing the kinds of things going on in Minnesota that you do, and being so far out of balance and having one party control the Attorney General's office for almost a half a century, you are now seeing that office being turned into a politically partisan office rather than the office that it should be, and that is to provide Minnesota with good legal advice. And it simply isn't happening. We need a new Attorney General.
I agree. And this is Scott Newman. He is the Minnesota GOP's Attorney General candidate. And I want you to tell folks where they can go to find out more about you, find out more about where you stand on certain issues and that sort of thing.
Yeah, the easiest way is just for folks to go online, hit my website. It's www.newmanforattorneygeneral.com. Newman is N-E-W-M-A-N, or just get on, you know, look up Scott Newman for Attorney General, and you will find me. If nothing else, I live in Hutchinson, Minnesota, and folks can just find me in Hutchinson.
That's Scott Newman. He should be your next AG over there in Minnesota. Let's change that regime around over there. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Listen, call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Many topics, so little time, and so I'm going to try to get to at least three before Scott and Todd takes over. I just got this really neat little press release, and this is a local retailer betting on the Bison. So this local Metro Furniture store is betting that the Bison football team is going to make history with a four-peat national championship on the 10th of January. Now, this is furniture for less. Think about this. If you purchase 2015 at either of the local Furniture for Less stores during this promotional period. This is October 5th through October 11th. And the Bison win the national championship on the 10th of 2015 by more than 14 points. You're gonna come out ahead, man. They are gonna cover 100%. If you're the first 30 qualifying customer to receive a check back from the furniture for 100% of their purchase. Think about that. So you go in on the 5th through the 11th. You buy something that is at least $2,015 at either of the Furniture for Less stores. And the Bison win in January by more than 14 points, then everything you bought is completely free. I think that's awesome. And that's the first 30 folks that qualify. So you just go in, you spend that amount of money, the Bison win by 14 points, everything is covered. I think that is phenomenal. This is furniture for less. And every qualifying customer is a partial winner because even if they're not the first 30 to qualify, you will still receive a check back for 50% of your October purchase. How great is that? So you go in there and, you know, between October 5th and October 11th, and you make a purchase and you spend at least $2,015. Half of that will be covered if you're not the first 30. So the first 30 gets 100% free, gets a check back for 100% of the purchase price. And if you fall outside of that first 30, you'll get a check back for half. Wow, that's good. That's furniture for less, folks. Go over there, check them out. I could use a little renovation in the home. I could use a new furniture set or something, a living room set or something. I think I might have to go check them out. But there you go. That's the first story. I just wanted to get that out. The second one. Today, the Minnesota State High School League will consider adopting a policy for transgendered students to participate in high school athletics. Now, I think that there's a huge, huge problem with that. Huge problem. I don't have enough time to get into it now, but, I mean, do you really want a boy in your you know, in some type of sports activity with your little girl, because he feels like he's a little girl. Do you really want your little girl taking a shower with him, hitting the locker room with him? I mean, come on, common sense, people. And I want you out there listening to go to CPL Action, and call, email these folks, let them know how you feel about this issue. I think it is ludicrous. I think it's ridiculous, and I think I'll address it tomorrow on tomorrow's show. The very last thing I want to leave you with is this. Talking about the Secret Service. Did quotas kill the Secret Service? And I'm going to be pretty frank about this, and I expect Todd and Scott to be inundated with phone calls. But I think that Julia Pearson was not hired for her qualification, but hired to fill a quota. I think that this administration was trying to rebrand itself and pander to the feminazis out there, so they brought on a woman. Especially on the, I mean, you're thinking about the whole prostitute scandal and all of those things that were going on, and the fact that a lot of folks were saying it's a testosterone field, whatever, and so this administration said, well, we need to rebrand, give a little facelift to the Secret Service. And so they brought Julia on. It is my belief, and I would say this if it was a black guy that, you know, and they wanted to fill a quota and it was this horrible, it should not be quota based. It should be based on merit, meritocracy, period. And that's what I think. I think what happened here was try to rebrand the Secret Service, and it blew up in their face. And for the most part, they, with a complicit media, you didn't hear about a bunch of the things that were going on over there. But now it can't be contained, and this is the end result. Talk about it in the next couple of hours with Scott and Todd. I will be listening. We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell and Scott Hannon.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.